April 2021 Swift Migration Project Update by Laurie Smith, published on April 22, 2021. Spring has sprung and the Swift migration to the Prospector Interlibrary Loan Service continues to make steady progress. Out of the 150 Swift libraries, 81 have gone live with Prospector for self-initiated borrowing. This is an exciting time for resource sharing in Colorado, but we know that there are some challenges. Between migrating off the old SWIFT system and COVID-19-related closures and disruptions to courier service, you might have found your library in possession of items that you didn't know what to do with, missing things that were lent out prior to November of 2020, or questions about transactions from the old SWIFT system. If that is the case, we can help. You can reach out to Laurie Smith at lsmith@coloradovirtuallibrary.org for assistance tracking down items, their owners, or transaction information. We continue to work through phase one of the migration to get all non-innovative SWIFT libraries live on the RSB for staff-initiated borrowing, but there are still some libraries that we haven't heard from. If you have not yet completed the steps outlined here at the SWIFT Migration Start Your Engines posting, you will need to do so before we can put you on the schedule to begin staff-initiated borrowing. If you have questions or encounter issues, please reach out to Laurie Smith at lsmith@coloradovirtuallibrary.org. What's next? While Phase 1 is ongoing, we are also beginning the work for Phase 2 of the Migration Project, which will allow automated libraries to offer patron-initiated borrowing and lend materials in their own collection to other Prospector libraries. As we move through back-end setup and establish processes for supporting this additional functionality for SWIFT libraries, we want to share, at a high level, how this will work with Prospector and things for you to keep in mind as we move forward. Patron-initiated requests. Libraries that are able or choose to offer patron-initiated requests, meaning that eligible patrons will be able to place requests themselves via the online Prospector Union catalog, will have the opportunity to enable this functionality. In order to offer this service, libraries will need to 1. Provide a regular extract of patron data that meets Innovative's standard data specifications. 2. Promote the service and provide instruction to patron end users. 3. Place links to Prospector Union catalog on their library website and OPAC. Lending. Libraries that are able or choose to lend material via Prospector will have the opportunity to contribute holdings to the Union Catalog and receive training for managing lending requests and returns via the RSB client. In order to lend material to other Prospector libraries, libraries will need to 1. Provide a regular extract of bibliographic and item data that meets Innovative's standard data specifications. 2. Complete RSB client training for lending requests and returns. As we progress with Phase 2, we will provide more details on timeline, data requirements, and project steps. Stay tuned for more info, training opportunities, and updates. And if you have any questions, feel free to reach out to Laurie Smith at lsmith@coloradovirtuallibrary.org.